This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 304 for Friday, March 10th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures continuing to fall back on Friday, being pulled down by a sell-off in the oilseed markets. At the final settlement, the May canola contract gives up $14.50 at $777.80 per ton, and the July contract loses $13.30 at $775.30 per ton. Pressure on canola is coming from declines in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed, as well as sharp losses in Malaysian palm oil. That's despite modest upticks in global crude oil prices spilling over into vegetable oils. Our trader warns that farmers should be selling their canola as a sell-off is bound to continue for the time being. An Alberta clipper is set to dump snow in the prairies this weekend, and then a second system out of Montana will bring more of the white stuff to the eastern prairies. The Canadian Grain Commission says producer deliveries of canola for the week ending March 5th are up about 47% at around 432,000 tons. Canola exports rise more than 15% at approximately 224,000 tons. Domestic usage falls by about 15% at nearly 169,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 72.25 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 72.52. The United States Northern Plains will get hit with a snowstorm starting today and through the weekend. Kansas State University issued its first assessment of the state's wheat crop, pegging it at 241 million bushels, down 3 million from last year. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange dropped 4.5 million tons from its call on the Argentina soybean crop, now at 29 million tons. The exchange also cuts its forecast on Argentina's corn crop by 3.5 million tons at 37.5 million. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday. The May contract loses 4 cents at $15.07 per bushel. May soy oil loses almost a half cent at 56.61 U.S. cents per pound. And May soy meal is down a dollar at $485.90 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Friday as the May contract tacks on 6 cents at $6.17 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly lower, with its May contract down 2 cents at $3.47. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger as Chicago May advances 13.5 cents at $6.79. Kansas City May jumps 21 cents at $7.98. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May adds 11 cents at $8.29. A reminder that daylight saving time begins this weekend, setting your clocks ahead an hour early Sunday morning. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, March 10th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.